Hi. I'm sorry for knocking on your door like this. And, I know the game's already over and everyone's already heading home, but I just wanted to... Well, I was hoping I could talk to you. Can I come in? If it's not too much of a bother, of course, I wouldn't want to interrupt or... Okay, thanks. And you don't need to close the door. Lupin's coming in just a sec. Yeah, she wants to talk to you too. We actually want to talk to you together. Oh, no. You're not doing anything wrong in the sessions. It's nothing like that at all. You're an amazing dungeon master, don't worry. And to be honest, that's kind of what we wanted to...
Sneak attack!
Oh my god! When did you come in like that?
A rogue never reveals her secrets.
Okay.
Anyway, I was checking around and the coast is clear. Everyone's gone, so I think we're safe to talk now.
Oh, good.
Oh, don't worry, DM. I know you have some very sexy kidneys, but we're not going to steal your organs, I promise. Let's just say the subject in question is something we'd rather keep between us. All right. Enough dramatic tension. Danielle has something she wants to tell you.
What? Hey, this was your idea. Don't throw it at me like this.
I'm not lying, am I?
I mean, no, not exactly. I have been wanting to say something to you for a while now, DM. Alright, I'll say it. DM, you might have noticed that I'm not very good with people. I have some real trouble making friends and all those other social things. But ever since you saw that book I was reading in class and invited me to this game, I think I finally found a group of people that I can hang out with and be myself around without feeling, well, weird. And I might still be new to this whole role-playing thing, but it's really been helping me learn how to socialize better, especially with how you always make sure I'm having a good time. So, I guess what I wanted to say is, thank you. A lot.
And me? Well, we've known each other since we were kids and all, so you know I'm pretty much the opposite of her. I've always been so much into this kind of stuff, my first words were probably, I cast fireball. And I don't shut up, even when people want me to. But I've never had as much fun as I'm having now. For real. I'm really glad we got in contact again. You're a great friend, a great DM, and just a lovely person in general. Aw, look at him. He's blushing so much. Isn't it adorable?
I don't think you're helping that much.
Okay, you're right. Here's the catch, though. We didn't make all this mystery and say all of this just to make you blush. Although, that part is kind of like the cherry on top. We're both really grateful for everything, and we want to do something special to show our gratitude. Oh, I know we don't have to, silly, but we want to. Right, Danielle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I will get to the point. I'm just trying to find a way of saying this without being, like, super offensive. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. I'll just say it. We all know you're not exactly the best with girls. I mean, we're pretty much the only ones you can even talk to, and that's probably because we're also huge nerds. But we are still girls, right? And you've been so stressed with work and college lately. What kind of friends would we be if we left our dear friend with all that pent-up tension without giving him just a teensy little bit of help? So, here's the moment we've been waiting for. Time to reveal our evil scheme. What about this? We can do whatever you want tonight. Oh, my God, no! I don't mean helping you with the other players' character sheets. I mean, whatever you want. Anything. Yes, including lewd stuff. That's the whole point. Ugh, if being clueless was a stat, yours would definitely be a 20.
And don't worry about me. I know it's hard to believe, but I actually agreed to her crazy idea this time. We both want to do this. I mean, unless you think I'm not attractive enough, or you think it's kind of weird to do this with us, I just thought maybe you'd like to.
Oh, come on, DM. You might look all nerdy and innocent, but I can see right through that. I know you've had fantasies about your best friends before, and this is the perfect opportunity to realize all of them, isn't it? All you have to do is ask. Oh my. I could swear that you were going to ask to see our tits or something, but you want us to make out with each other? How naughty.
This is, phew. I mean, I've never kissed a girl before, but if that's what you want, DM, I guess I could try.
Hey, it's not that different from kissing a guy. You'll just have more soft bits to grab. And our master's wish is our command, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Of course. You're absolutely right.
Come on, get closer. I'm sure you'll like it. And DM, you can stay on the bed and enjoy this special little show just for you.
Hey, don't pull me by the waist like this. I didn't say I was...
Since you're so shy, I thought it'd be better if I was a little firmer. It gives you less time to think about being embarrassed. But there's nothing to be worried about, really. It's just, you know, some fun between friends. Gals being gals. Okay, I'm out of jokes, but you get it. I'm not gonna lie, though. I might have thought about how it would feel to kiss these pretty lips before.
Really?
Many times. But this is not about me. How do you like it? Kissing a girl and all?
You're a really good kisser.
Aw, thank you. I don't think you're the only one enjoying it. We've barely started and someone's already getting all hard and flustered.
DM, do you really like watching us so much?
Oh, I'm sure he does, but I think we can still make it better. Come on, I'm seeing two free hands and there's a girl in front of you who is ready to be wielded.
Even now you won't stop with your silly D&D jokes, will you?
I mean, you know me. At least I got you to laugh, right? I'm serious, though. You can touch me, too. Don't be afraid. Did you just grab my ass? How? You are a lot dirtier than I expected.
Oh God. I'm sorry. I meant to put my hands on your hips and...
No. No excuses. Come here now, you little perv.
Mm.
just what you wanted?
Oh, no. Yes, I mean, please don't stop.
Believe me, you don't have to ask me that. I could kiss these soft lips all night. And the way you get all squirmy. Oh, so fucking sexy. I'm getting all worked up here, if I'm being honest.
Sexy? Me? Come on, that's the last thing I am.
Yes, you. You're a sexy beast, girl. You just need to be more confident.
Well, if you say so.
Oh, you don't believe me? All right, I'll tell you the truth then. You're always telling me about how insecure you are with your body, that you should lose weight and all these other things, but damn, I wish I had a body like yours.
Lupin, you're really sweet, but you don't need to say all of this just to...
Wait, I'm not finished. If you didn't put yourself down so much, you'd notice how guys look at you. You never wear anything more revealing than jeans and a sweater, and our friend here still gets lost on his notes every once in a while because he's staring at you and drooling. He's crazy for you, and he's not the only one. Oh, come on, dude. Do you really think I didn't notice? You're as subtle as an orc barbarian running around in chainmail.
DM? Is that true? Oh, I am... No, I'm not mad. I didn't expect that. I'm kind of flattered, actually.
It's hard to blame him. You have these wide hips, this thick ass, and your tits. Look at the size of these babies. Oops. I think I unhooked your bra on accident. Clumsy me.
Hey!
Since this unfortunate accident happened, might as well take this sweater off, too.
Oh, dear.
See the way he's looking at you? It looks like you just cast a charm spell on him.
Do you really like them that much? Really? Then, oh my god, I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. DM, I wouldn't mind if you wanted to touch them. I mean, we're here tonight to make you happy, right?
You heard her, DM. Get up. It's time to move to the next step of your little gift.
I hope you still like them up close. It's okay. You can put your hands on them. Just be gentle, okay? They're very sensitive.
I should probably take my top off, too, just to keep things fair, you know? And while you two have fun, I think I'll come up behind him and take these pants and boxers off. Better to do that before he ends up having to buy new ones. Oh, wow. It's a shame you're so shy, DM, because... with a cock like this, actually, forget about it. You being shy means that we can have it all to ourselves.
Oh, fuck. This feels so good. Oh, please. Do it more. Yes. Squeeze them just a little.
Yeah, squeeze them. Isn't that what you wanted all those times you were thirsting over her? It's all here. with my tits pressed against your back. They're not as big, but they're still very soft, aren't they? I think it's time to start stroking this nice cock, too. Oh, we've left you all hard and needy for far too long already.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, play with my nipples. Yes. Oh, DM. Oh, DM, you're gonna drive me crazy like this.
See how much he loves your body? I told you. I can feel his cock throbbing in my hand.
Ah, that's... Oh, wow. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Oh, DM. Ah, oh, come here. Please. Yes. Yeah, closer. Closer. Yeah, very close. Fuck me. I've thought about this so many times before. I can't help it. Please. Please. I'm begging you.
Wow. What did you say to him? He got all eager all of a sudden.
Oh, a wizard never reveals her secrets.
Oh, I can't believe you did this, you cheeky bastard.
I'm just tired of not being able to say what I want. I want you, DM. I want you really fucking badly. I want you to bend me over the bed and just go all the way inside of me. Oh, please, please, I'm so wet for you.
This is getting interesting. Oh, sorry. Did you say something? Me? Oh, don't worry about me, silly. It will be more than a pleasure to watch this. I want you to give her exactly what she's asking for. Suggestion, but I think you should spank her too.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Oh, I know what they say about the quiet ones, but oh, you two really turned that up to 11.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I said a lot of really embarrassing things, didn't I?
Really? Now you get shy again?
Stop laughing, come on. I wasn't really thinking a lot when I said those things.
Hey, we're all having a good time here, aren't we? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I do worry too much sometimes.
You do, and I'm always right. You know, DM, you might have noticed I have a thing for watching, but I could really use a hand right now. Or a mouth, if you know what I mean. I'm glad you got the message. Time to serve our master his meal. Why don't you kneel while I take the rest of these clothes off? Good boy. Come on. Just bury that cute face in my pussy. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, watching you fuck her like that got me super worked up. Oh, I really needed this. Oh, I'll even hold your hair so you can... Oh, fuck. Oh, and you, my naughty girl. Oh, don't think I forgot about you.
What about me?
Oh, you better rest well, because we still have a special finisher for our combo.
We do?
Oh, yes, we definitely do. But you'll have to wait and see it. Oh, God. God, yes. Oh, come on. Oh, slide your tongue all the way in. Just... Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, DM. Have you ever done this before? Oh, no? Really? Oh, you have a very talented tongue then, because... Fuck. Yes, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Suck my clit. No, just a little. Oh, fuck you. Really, really good boy. Oh, fuck. If you keep doing this, I am going to come all over your face. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, no. No, wait, stop. Oh, fuck, that was close. Oh, I know, I'm sorry for being a buzzkill, but no, I really, really want to finish this in a special way, and with how horny I am right now, I'm not going to want to get up for like 3 hours after I come.
What is this special thing you keep talking about? You didn't tell me about that.
Don't worry. Let's say the idea just occurred to me now. Come on. Come closer, and I'll tell you.
Are you sure that's okay?
I'm more than sure.
We could try it, then, I guess.
Come on, DM. I know you're already hard again, so just lie down on the bed. Close your eyes and relax. We're going to take very good care of you now. Are you ready, Danielle?
Yeah, yes.
You can open your eyes if you want. Not that it'll matter a lot, though. So, what do you think of my idea? I thought you'd like to have some soft lips around your cock, and if you like your ass so much, Maybe you'd like to have her sit on your face, too. But why not both? Both is always better, right? You like it, huh? Who would have guessed? Now, come on. Lick her pussy just like you did with me. With that skilled tongue to use.
Oh yes, DM, please. Oh, please lick me. Yeah. Oh, eat me.
You fucked her real good, didn't you? I can taste her all over your cup.
Oh, God. I've never had anyone do this before.
You could have asked me. I'm really loving your taste here. Just kidding. Maybe. Anyway, while I'm focused down here, why don't you start grinding on his face?
Like this?
You learn fast, don't you? Yes. Smother him under all that thick glory.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, please. Please lick me deeper. Lick me deeper, damn.
I wonder what'll happen if I massage your balls a little. Maybe lick the tip of your cock, too. Like this?
Oh, please. Oh, fuck. Fuck, I can't stop. Yes, go for my clit. I need it, please. Just a little more.
I do love sucking you off, but I think I deserve some of this cock, too. I need it inside of me right fucking now. Can you feel it? My pussy dripping on you? All you have to do is pull me down just a bit and make me... Right, you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Can you feel how soaked I got from all of that edging? Oh, you just go all the way in. Oh, fuck. Rest into me. Oh, pull me up and down. Oh, come on. Harder. Harder. Oh, God. Just like that. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daniel, write his face like that. Yes. Fuck, listen to him moan under you. Oh, my God.
God. I'm sorry, I can't hold back much longer.
Fuck. God, of course I am. Fuck, I want to come so bad.
Do you want it, DM? Do you want me to come together for you?
I'll count to three, okay? And when we come, I want you to fill my pussy up just like you did with her. Yes. Now. One.
Two.
Three. Oh, God.
Oh,
so. Dude, you managed to wear two girls out. I have to say it, I'm impressed.
Did you enjoy your little gift, DM?
Hey, why are you talking like me?
I don't know. Maybe you're a good teacher after all.
Aw, you're adorable. I would say I feel bad for corrupting you, but I really don't. By the way, DM, please tell me I can sleep here tonight, because there's no fucking way I can walk home like this. Great.
Would you have room for three, maybe?
I'm not sure he even has room for two, but I'm also sure he won't mind sharing his bed.
Oh, thank you.
I have an idea.
You don't want to fuck more now, do you?
Oh, God, no. I don't have that much constitution. I was going to suggest that, well, we'll all sleep in the same bed anyway, so why don't we make a cuddle sandwich out of him?
I mean, if he's okay with it. I don't even know why I keep asking this kind of stuff.
I'm gonna hold him from behind, and maybe you can rest his head on your chest. I'm sure he'll love those nice pillows.
Yeah. Just like this. You can get comfy here.
You know, we could definitely have more of these special sessions every once in a while. Just the three of us?
Yeah, we could.
What do you think, DM?
Oh, he looks so tired.
He's not the only one, to be honest. I think we can talk about all of this tomorrow.
Hey, it's fine. We're gonna hold you until you fall asleep. Don't worry about anything, okay? Good night.